SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. The Supreme Court and the White House butting heads again over the administration's bid to deploy National Guard troops in the Chicago area to support its immigration crackdown.
The justices declined the Republican administration's emergency request to overturn a ruling by a U.S. district judge that had blocked the deployment of those troops. An appeals court has also refused to step in. The high court order is not a final ruling, but could affect other lawsuits challenging President Donald Trump's attempts to deploy the military in other Democratic-led cities. I'm Lisa Wire.
Well, the U.S. economy expanded at a strong 4.3 annual percent rate from July through September as consumer spending, exports, and government spending all grew. Tuesday's report from the Commerce Department says the gross domestic product, that's the economy's total output of goods and services, was up from its 3.8% growth rate in the April through June quarter. Authorities near Philadelphia are dealing with that gas explosion that leveled a nursing home, killing two people.
A possible gas leak has caused an explosion at a nursing home, leaving residents trapped and the building nearly destroyed. It happened just before 3 p.m. at the Silver Lake Nursing Home in Bristol Township, about 30 minutes northeast of Philadelphia. Emergency responders say buses will be taking people from the scene at the nursing home to a reunification center.
That is correspondent Bill Alexander reporting. California officials urging travelers over this holiday weekend to be very careful and take it easy if you're out on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. The reason for that, the entire state of California expecting some rough weather, relentless rain, heavy winds, and possibly some snow. Very heavy rains and gusts that could lead to flooding. This is SRN News. Well, a number of abortion clinics in the United States continues to decline.
Operation Rescue. There are 657 clinics where women can terminate their pregnancies, down 10 from last year and down about 50 in the last 5 years. That's good news. The bad news is that most abortions in this country are now induced using pills, and those pills are everywhere. Under President Biden, a major push was made to make abortifacient drugs widely available, and for the most part, it succeeded. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Department of Health and Human Services unveiling a series of actions that are designed to keep children from undergoing sex change operations. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says this is not medicine, it is malpractice. Sex-rejecting procedures rob children of their futures. This is SRN News. Baby boomer Diane West wonders what's next as her generation racks up the wrinkles.
There's going to reach a point that we're not so active, and there's a lot of us. And I worry that that's going to be a problem, that society as a whole isn't going to be ready for a whole generation of old folks.
Well, the oldest baby boomers are turning 80 in 2026. Now they're the second largest age group in America. Well, former Nebraska Senator Ben Sass announcing his diagnosis of advanced pancreatic cancer. He shared the news on social media, revealing that he learned about that disease just last week. The 53-year-old Sass resigned from the Senate 3 years ago to become president of the University of Florida. He says he is determined, though, to fight this disease. More details at srnnews.com.